It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and Michelle.
Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast, where two adult daughters spend their free time having FaceTime conversations with each other's Duffies. I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Michelle.
And I can't believe I got that all out in one saying.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm very proud of myself. And I'm proud of you, too, because you're awesome.
Golf claps.
And now the news.
We begin today with breaking news.
So first bit of news on both coasts. So I think I said this last week that Walt Disney World changed the name of their Docking Bay 7 food.
Yeah, to like chicken strips with
chicken. So now on both coasts, so both Disneyland and Disney World, Docking Bay 7 has changed their meal names yet again. So now it's kind of like a combination of English words and Star Wars phrases. So it's now smoked kadoo ribs are now smoked kadoo pork ribs. And braised shack roast is now Andorian roasted chicken salad and et cetera. So they just kind of added.
Oh, that's great.
I think that's a nice compromise. I mean, it's still not as immersive, but at least like it's mostly the name and they just add one little noun in there.
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I know you are, you love Star Wars so much, but from a person who thinks it's fine, I'm like, that's a great compromise. It's both immersive and practical.
Yes. So I'm like, if it has to be this way, it's fine. It's much better than just being like chicken. Pork. But yeah, it is nice too, because even I was getting a little confused, like, what the heck is this?
Right. So what you're saying is it's a good thing.
It is definitely a good thing. I enjoy it thoroughly. So yeah, it is 1313 Harbor, the podcast approved.
Ding.
Next bit of news. DCA's Lunar New Year celebration is coming to the parks January 17th to February 9th.
Gong Hei Fat Choi.
Yay. Mulan's Lunar New Year procession will return, as well as Chinese, Korean, and Vietnamese cuisine kiosks.
That is awesome. I will say this at Disneyland, this is my favorite festival.
It's really good. And it's the food is delicious.
Amazing.
I love Asian food.
Me too.
And I love the Mulan festivities. Mulan is very underrepresented, I feel. So it's nice to have her be at the forefront.
The Mulan processional is amazing. Like, my mom and I watched it and I was like, oh, it's a processional. She's just going to walk around. It's going to be cute. Like, it was beautiful with the dragon and everyone was dressed up in traditional Chinese outfits. I loved it. 10 out of 10. 11 out of 10. Highly recommend. I would say that's 11 out of 10. And Halloween is 10 out of 10, only because they took away an hour and only did the parade once.
Yes. If they had the parade and the hour, it would be at 11 out of 11.
Then they would be tied.
They would be tied for number one spot in your heart.
Yep.
Only thing I remember, or the thing I remember the most from last year's celebrations, was there was this one guy who he kept. So there's these walls where you can write down like your wishes for the new year and you put on like dreams and hopes and you put them on this wall. And it's like these beautiful multicolored pieces of paper. And this one guy on probably like Jenny and I looked, or it was either Allison and I or Jenny and I couldn't remember, looked and we found his name written probably like 50 times, his Instagram handle, just that on different pieces of paper.
Oh, I thought you were going to like be like, and he made too many wishes. And I was going to say, Jasmine, there's no such thing. But that's rude. Using it as promotion. Who was that? Two thumbs down.
And then, of course, it worked because we had to look him up. And it was a dancer. I think he might have worked at the parks, too. I don't remember his name, so I won't get anyone in trouble. But I think he may have worked in the parks.
Jason Webster.
It was Jason. Jason from The Good Place.
Yes, that's exactly who it was.
The real life version of him. But yeah, it's a beautiful celebration. Highly recommend it. And the food is two thumbs way, way up.
Yes.
So another festival, the DCA Food and Wine Festival, will last 54 days. Tell us how you really feel, Michelle.
Well, it's just like Epcot's Food and Wine Festival is so amazing. And like, it's not fair for me to compare the two. It's really not. That being said, I definitely compare the two.
So it will last 54 days this year, starting February 28th and ending April 21st. And the Sip and Savor Pass will be back as well.
Great. Don't forget to get the Frushi and be disappointed.
Ding! I didn't even get to try any food last year because anything I wanted, the lines were super long. Like, I wanted to try the the egg rolls that were, what was it? The cheeseburger egg rolls. And that line was just too long because the problem was any food I wanted was also the booze booths. And those have the longer lines.
Oh.
So, yeah, I just need to find a food that doesn't have alcohol attached.
I was thinking to myself, like, they need to spread the booths out or put more booths. But then I was like, where else would you put them?
Yeah, it's that main drag is kind of the only spot or else it would get – and you can't have parades, which is unfortunate because that's where you'd sit. I don't know
well,
where
but
else –
Paint the Night no. is – I don't know. We need to open up a missing persons case, not yes. like continue a missing persons case for Buzzy. And then also, where is Paint the Night?
I'm guessing Paint the Night must be either expensive to run or maybe one of the floats is down or they're doing like the Vault Disney thing where they keep it away long enough and we're like, we want it back. Yay.
Yeah, but I just don't want the same thing to happen to it, which is what happened to Spectro, which is... Yeah. We want it back. And they're like, oh, sorry, it rotted. Sorry.
No. Sorry. We threw it out already. Yeah. We recycled it into a new parade.
Yeah. No, that's not even what happened to Spectre. Spectre just got destroyed.
Oh, no.
You need to watch. There's a video I watched on it about Spectre. Like, it went away for your terrible parade. And then.
It's the Jasmine Main Street Electrical Light Parade.
Electrical Parade. Exactly. So I guess they, like, didn't store it correctly. And Hello? So with the Florida heat, humidity, and rain, it just, like, rotted.
Would you like to hear some very good news?
Yes.
Fuel rods are no longer charging a $3 swap fee at Disney parks.
And we all have Tiffany Mink to thank for that.
Yes. I mean, honestly, like, I know we're joking, but possibly.
Yeah. Like, I always felt like fuel rods were kind of her baby. I know that's so weird to assign, like, hey, this corporate thing that you have nothing to do with. But, like, she was so pro fuel rods. And then, like, the backlash happened and she was like, I love that she was trying to find solutions. She was, like, mitigating the problem. She was just like, what if there was a lower start fee and then you just had to pay. And then everyone was like, no. And now there's no fee. So thank you, Tiffany Mink.
So I think they have these at airports. So I think airports will have the swapping fee, but the Disney parks won't.
That sounds like an airport problem.
Yes, that's airport's problem. And I feel like airport, they're probably less likely to return it. So Disney, I feel like people are probably using it more regularly.
Right.
I don't know. I don't go to airports very often. Perhaps people hang out there a lot. It's a fun place to hang out, the airport.
I had dinner at the airport the other day, actually, just because I had a layover and someone came to visit me and I had dinner there. So I was like, all right. Spoiler alert, the international terminal has better food.
It does. I got to eat. Now we're just sidetracking. I was going to say, one time I ate at that restaurant that used to be open that the Disney Imagineers worked on that spun around.
Oh.
That was at LAX.
The concourse?
Not the concourse. It
what
was like
– it was next to the Bob Hope thing.
Yeah, it's that really cool building that's in the restaurant spun around. But I don't think it spun around at the time. Side note, tangent. But yes.
I mean, that's what we're famous for.
Famous for our tangents.
Boop.
3 cents will be featured in It's a Small World holiday edition this year. Would you like to know what they are, Michelle?
I thought you meant cents, like dollars and cents. No, I'm excited. Great. Okay, tell me.
So there will be cinnamon for South America, coconut for South Seas, and cherry blossom for Asia.
Oh.
You started really high and you got lower and lower.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be like gingerbread and peppermint and this is for holiday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was expecting like gingerbread, peppermint, sugar, and other Christmas smell, and like evergreen. I thought like when you saw the Canada man, you got a whiff of like
maple
evergreen
syrup.
Trees or maple syrup. Yeah, I wasn't expecting coconut.
I don't know if there'll be more scents than that. There must not be because you can't have too many scents pumping through there. Because then you'll have a Soren situation where it just always smells like oranges.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore, but.
Well, yeah, that's true. Oh, rest in peace, oranges.
R.I.P. oranges.
Cinnamon, I know that's, like, I guess they all go with each country, perhaps. I mean, I don't claim to be a scholar on any of these cultures. If, like, cherry blossom is tied to Asian countries in general, or is that, like, a thing symbolic of the holiday season?
I mean,
I don't know.
From my limited knowledge, I know that cherry blossom festivals are kind of big deals in Asia, but like, I don't know if it has, I'm with you. I don't know if it has anything to do with what they celebrate this time of year.
Yes. Somebody please let us know.
Yeah.
Who knows more than we do. And coconut.
Literally anyone knows more than we do.
Literally any one of you, please let us know. I am a fan of cinnamon as long as it's like a sweeter cinnamon smell.
I'm a fan of cinnamon, spice, and everything nice.
I'm Michelle, and I'm your prom queen, princess candidate. I can't remember words today.
That's okay. Back to me. I'm the prom queen princess nominated candidate. 2020.
Isn't she in her 30s? Yes.
Don't worry about it.
So if Michelle, if you could do any scents, you would do gingerbread. What else?
I would do gingerbread, evergreen, like Christmas tree smell, and another one.
I would do sugar cookies.
Yep.
I would do, what's another like? I do like peppermint, and then I would do Money for America.
Like, I feel like those smells are great if we had them at the regular time of year. But for holiday, I was expecting like, like peppermint and evergreen and sugar cookie and Mrs. Claus and boop, 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 boop.
What does Mrs. Claus smell like?
She smells like
money.
No, she smells like snowdrifts and sweet dreams.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
And then the Santa section can smell like snow, which is just water.
Yeah. But then maybe, you know what? Shame on me, because maybe that's so American-centric to think like, so shame on me. So you know what? You do your own thing, small world. I don't know. I know nothing about nothing.
Disney does tend to research things. I'd like to think that Joe Rohde did years of research and came up with this. That's what
Thank
I'm going to tell
you, Joe
myself. Thank you, Joe Rohde. So a character cavalcade is coming. Disney loves their cavalcades.
Yeah.
A character cavalcade is coming to DCA for the holidays. A parade will feature the classic characters like Mickey, Chip Dale, Pixar Pals, and the Country Bears, just to name a few.
What?
Yeah, Country Bears. That's the one that got me when I read Country Bears. I was like,
deep cut.
Deep cut. Are they trying to bring, are they trying to make Country Bears happen again? Like, that's
right.
That hasn't been around since 2001? So, like, if you remember Country Bears, you're very much an adult. Like, anyone,
I have a picture of like me in my very cool 80s shorts playing. I didn't know how to play checkers, but it was me and Wendell Bear. And he's like, duh, 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 duh. And I'm like, hello, I'm four. It was a very exciting time.
It was a very alive time, Country Bears. I love Country Bears because I could sit and watch chubby ladies in pretty pink dresses.
Okay, unpopular opinion. I've seen I saw Country Bears in when I was in my early 20s, and I did not care for it. I would like to see it again to give it a second shot, but I neither like country music nor bears. So
I like cute things, and they're cute, and I like, I don't know, I don't really like country music either. I don't, something about it just resonated with me.
Yeah, but then it's also like a Mark Davis baby, and like Walt thought it was charming. So then I feel like I should like it, but then I shouldn't like it because I should have opinions that are my own and not be let them be dictated by a white guy who's dead.
No, you don't, Oprah. I mean, we all have to agree with Walt Disney on everything. It's canon.
So. Canon.
Yeah, I mean, I love Country Bears, but I haven't seen it also in 20 plus years. So we'll see. We'll both go and we'll report back on that. And we'll see
what to Disney World.
Yes. And when we go in January, we will report to you our new Country Bear opinions.
Yeah, our new Country Bear appreciation. So stay on the edge of your seat.
We all know you're waiting for it. So a new Disney World treat that I just read about today, it's a chocolate Olaf filled with mini pumpkin spice flavored marshmallows in the middle of a pile of chocolate leaves. Olaf looks kind of terrifying.
Oh my gosh, that kind of sounds terrible.
It sounds like a lot.
It's like,
it is a lot.
Hey, taste buds, are you ready to kick it up from 10 to 14? Then get ready for this awesome Olaf Christmas treat. Boop, 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 boop.
Spoiler alert, Jenny in our, so later in the episode, I have a little segment with Jenny Ray and she goes, extreme.
That is the, yes, that is an extreme dessert. Woo!
Its eyes are like all black. Like there's no, at least from the picture. Yeah. So it just, and it looks like it's probably about like a hand size. So probably like 4 or 5 inches tall. It just looked terrifying. I mean, Olaf can look terrifying in some certain aspects, especially when he's not moving. So I was just like, ooh, I guess I'd like to eat him and remove him from this world.
Goodbye, Olaf.
Goodbye.
Hello, Olaf, my old friend.
So all Uber pickups from Universal Florida, now the Paris of the South, now have a $4 surcharge added to them.
What?
Universal is charging the rideshare company, and so in turn, the rideshare company is charging the end user. The money is going towards staff to guide. So now they're going to do the pickup on the top floor of the Jurassic Park parking structure, and it's there. The money is going to pay for staff to guide people to there and to make a cool like Uber lounge. Or you could just not charge $4 and not have any of that.
Oh, okay.
I find that interesting. Like, I'm wondering if, like, it's going to come out like Universal has a deal with Lyft or something.
But no, Disney has a deal with Lyft.
Oh, so you think Universal would want to, like, cozy up to Uber, but I guess not.
Huh.
It's just, yeah. So just be aware if you're taking an Uber to Universal, there's a $4 surcharge and you have to go to the top of a parking structure.
I'm sure they're also trying to make back the money that they're not getting on parking.
Oh, that's true. That's another thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Like hypothetically, let's say parking is $20, but you only pay $8 for the drop off. Like, is it just the pickup? So do you only pay $4?
Just pickup, I believe.
Okay. So there's no drop off? Yeah. Okay.
No. Yeah.
Alternatively, you can just walk on the street and hail an Uber.
That's true. You could just walk a short distance away.
But maybe this lounge will be awesome. Maybe they will have old videos of old rides and shows like the Ghostbuster show.
Maybe they'll have VR experience where you get to ride Jaws.
Your dream.
My dream. Just let me swim with the sharks and I will die. This last weekend was Dapper Day at Disneyland, California. Mm-hmm. I got to go. So you've been in the past, Michelle.
I have been. I was counting, I think, 3 times.
I think I've been probably like 6 times. I went really hard for a while and then I got over it for a couple of years. Would you like to hear a little Dapper Day history, Michelle?
I sure would.
So Dapper Day celebrates refined styles from yesterday and today.
Ooh.
It started February 2011 by Justin Jorgensen and it began at Disneyland. 100 people turned out for the event for that first year and it was only at night.
Oh.
The second Dapper Day, which is the first one Jenny went to, attracted 500 people, and 2017's Dapper Day attracted 25,000 people.
Oh, I don't know. Wow.
I don't know how they count that. Do they just look and they're like, you're dapper.
You're dapper. I have no idea.
I didn't get to meet the founder. So Jenny went and talked to him because she knows him and I stood next to her. So does that count as meeting? Yeah. I will say that. Yes.
You're best friends.
We're BFFs. We have plans to hang out. He was wearing a really cute plaid suit that was very well fitted, and he had a little briefcase. I was like, that's a professional gentleman right there.
How cool.
Jenny started going the second Dapper Day, and it's just grown and grown every year. They don't give any numbers past 2017, so I'm like, either it's gone down or nobody's recorded the numbers since then.
Yeah.
I feel like it's definitely plateaued. I don't feel like every year now it just gets so much more crowded. So Dapper Day celebrations happen twice a year at Disneyland, Disney World, and Disney Paris. So this episode, we're going to be focusing on Disneyland because I'm assuming – have you been to Dapper Day anywhere besides Disneyland?
No.
So yeah, we'll focus on Disneyland. But just know, the Paris one looks amazing. The Florida one looks really cool. But the Paris one, they have like meetups in the park because I guess it's small enough for them to do that. So they have like a champagne meal, like in a meet and greet. And then they like go on like I don't know what the riverboat is called there, but they go on like the Mark Twain riverboat. And
it's called the Tony Baxter.
It's called Le Tony Baxter. So we need to go to Paris. Put that on the agenda.
Got it.
For Dapper Day. Dapper Day has also held events at the LA Opera, LACMA, and the Natural History Museum, as well as many other locations. So it's growing.
Mm.
So yeah, snaps for Dapper Day.
Snaps.
So I've been to Dapper Day in 2013, 2014, 2015, 2017, and then this most recent one. The first Dapper Day I went to was the first time I hung out with Jenny Ray one-on-one.
What?
Yeah. We had known each other for 9 months. And then we'd been friends and then we were hanging out there and we realized, I think I even said it at the time. I was like, do you realize this is the first time we hung out like just the two of us? She's like, I didn't. So we count that as our friendiversary.
Yay.
Yeah. That was 2013. So this most current Dapper Day. So it was like a coming home. I haven't been since obviously 2017 just because it's really crowded and it just gets a little overwhelming crowd wise. But I just said crowd twice. It gets a little overwhelming and I don't like to wear makeup anymore. So it's just like, what's the point?
But it's very beautiful to look at. It's like a bunch of lovely peacocks just looking lovely.
So this year, I would say like half the people I saw at Disneyland were dressed up.
You were a beautiful peacock, by the way.
Oh, thank you. You called it my – so I wore a black dress with like a little hood and it you called it my Kylo Ren bound.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then you had the red glass. I mean, you always have those red sunglasses, but I was like, oh, the red glasses are like his mask. I was like, oh, hello.
One day I think I should wear that as a Kylo because I had a blonde wig, so that threw it off. But one day I should wear that as I really like
that. Wear your Peggy Carter wig.
Oh, yeah.
It's dark hair.
Yeah.
And then you have the red girl.
I'm ready. We're going. Okay. And I had it hemmed so it's like an inch off the ground. So it's very – it was surprisingly comfortable to wear. And I'll wear it without the – like I had a little beetle belt. I'll wear it without the beetle belt.
No, no, no. Yeah. And then you'll be Kylie Ren.
I'm Kylie Ren. Hey, I'm mysterious. Hey. What else? So what else was notable about this Dapper Day?
Do you like to go to – like do you like to make a reservation at somewhere special?
We didn't this year. Well, I guess we kind of did. So Jenny and I, we stayed at the hotel. So Saturday we ate at Goofy's Kitchen, and then which we're going to talk about in our Patreon episode. And then Sunday we ate at Storyteller Cafe.
I love Storyteller.
And Pluto put his ears up because he wanted me to do his hair like my hair. So I have a picture of him putting his ears up across his head and like posing with me.
Oh,
so
it's very cute. It's so cute.
And a little precious angel.
Little baby.
There were these little kids there that get they were like 12. They gave me hope because they were obviously dressed up for Dapper Day. And one girl walked past me and she was like, very dapper. And then she just went and like got her muffin and sat down.
Hello.
I was like, hello, little polite child. I love you. So would you like to move on to the outfits from Dapper Day that I enjoyed?
Yes.
So this is a direct quote from the Dapper Day website. We do not aim to recreate a specific period. All sophisticated attire is encouraged from vintage-inspired classics to chic contemporary looks. So Dapper Day is not a vintage day per se. It's just wearing your favorite outfit or your best look.
Oh.
So if you want to show up in like a modern dress, I was telling Jenny I want to do cave chic. Like caveman chic and be I'm the most vintage.
You should do like Wilma and Betty Rubble, like Wilma Flintstone and Betty Rubble. And just, that actually would be super fun.
Yes. Or we do like future. Cause it's like, it's not a vintage day. It's from the past. So there's a bit of controversy around. So on the website, they really like insist it's not a vintage day. It's meant to just be like high fashion, or not even high fashion, just what makes you feel good. But Jenny said how it was originally pitched to her was you dress like you're going to Disneyland like opening day 1955.
That's how I remember it. Like that's how I was told that that's what it was.
I find it interesting when people are like, you can't Disney bound because it's only a vintage day. It's like, well, it's not even necessarily a vintage day. It's just like a, what do you want to wear? Cool. I saw one girl that reminded me of you. She was wearing a Belle cape, the red cape. The Christmas one. And it was hot. And I was like, ooh, that girl's crazy. And I had to do a double take because I was like, Michelle, you came?
Is that when you texted me to be like, where are you?
Yeah.
Like, I'm at home, Jasmine.
It's like, I swear I saw you. There was a girl in a red bell cape. So some of my favorite past Dapper Day outfits. So in 2013, this is probably going to be so boring, but this is really interesting to me. I wore a pink polka dot dress and I had a green hat. And that was my first Dapper Day. And I just really love that hat. And it's kind of falling apart now. And aww. I miss it. 2014, that's actually probably my favorite I've ever looked because I dressed like Jane Mansfield. And I wore a gray suit, a blonde wig, and a black hat. And I love that look. I need to post all these because that was probably that. And then what I wore this last Dapper Day are probably my two favorite outfits I've ever wore. And they're so different from my regular style because one's gray and one's black. So it's interesting how I kind of stepped outside my style boundaries and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, because you're like a pink – you're like a pinky person.
I'm a pastel nightmare. As Jenny said, my aesthetic is Easter.
Yes.
I do love Easter.
1,000%.
Easter chic. Everyone's like, I like autumn. And I'm like, I like Easter.
I was just going to say, I wonder what mine is. Maybe it's autumn. Mine is – I don't know.
Your style is what if Stella Lou came to life.
Thank you.
And do you currently have a Stella Lou headband on your head?
Yes.
And I'm very happy that you do.
And I have a little Stellaloo that I'm looking at on my desk and a bell. Like, don't be like, does she not like Belle anymore? No, I have a Belle and Beast statuette next to my computer, as well as little Stellaloo and Stellaloo on my head. And my background is Belle. So,
You're
keeping my street cred.
Keeping it real, because you're keeping it real.
Right.
2014, I wore a blue 1960s Wendy look. And this is when I used to wear makeup, like a lot of makeup. So I had the thickest fake eyelashes on, and it was hard for me to open my eyes because they were so heavy. I like literally looked like I was drugged all day because like my eyes were out. So interesting story about that dapper day. Do you know who the actor Drake Bell is?
Oh, yeah. Yes, please tell me your story, and then I would like to share mine.
Okay. So we were all standing around, and we were in a group of people, and we wanted to pick a group picture. So Jenny went and just stopped the first person who walked by. There's tons of people walking by. And we asked him to take our picture. So we're all standing there, and he looks really confused, but then he just starts taking our picture. Slowly, a few of us realize the person she asked was Drake Bell. And I think he thought we wanted to take a picture with him, but no, we wanted him to take a picture of us. Then a cast member comes up and is like, oh, do you guys want me to take a picture? And we're like, no, we're not with him. It's fine. It's fine. And then we just got the camera back and he left looking really confused. And then the half of us that knew explained to the other half, like, you know, that was Drake Bell, right?
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, I like to think we humbled him a little bit that day.
Yeah. Well, so during 24-hour day, you could wear costumes, which Heather and I think can agree that we regret, because it was a lot of, no, I'm sorry, we can't take a picture with your child. No, please stop taking our picture. Like, we don't want to get in trouble. So we were like on guard to like stop people from taking pictures of us, because we didn't want to get in trouble because we were dressed as Disney princesses. So this guy steps in front of us and takes a selfie with us. And we're like, hey, you can't take a selfie with us. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And we're like, yeah. And then I was like, oh, wait, are you that guy from Nickelodeon? And he's like, uh-huh. And I'm like, okay, well, you could take a picture with us because, like, I guess you're famous too or whatever.
You're famous too. We are also famous.
Yeah.
So we both have Drake Bell camera stories.
Yeah. And then our picture is up on my face, I'm not sure, on my Instagram somewhere, buried deep.
I just like that if you go to Disneyland enough, you will have a photo story with Drake Bell as well.
And if you're an improviser in Los Angeles, you will have a story with Andy Dick.
Oh, one day you're going to have to tell me that.
Yeah, everyone has a story. I went to an improv show and they were like, raise your hand if you had a weird encounter with Andy Dick, and the whole room put up their hands. And I was like, yeah, that's right.
Do you have any favorite looks from the past that you can remember?
I've only had two. So yes, I can remember them. The one was Spring and Sunshine Design made me a vintage bell dress. So it's basically, it's just a beautiful off the shoulder, cocktail dress. It's gorgeous. And it has a layer of chiffon over it. And then the other one, I bought a blue dress from Lonnie Catherine. And I put this gorgeous sweater clasp, you know, like to hold your sweater on.
Yeah, the little bustle things. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's two stars and it's gorgeous. So I just put that on and someone said I was the second star to the right. And I was like, I'm just wearing a dress. Thank you. But I appreciate your imagination. So yeah, those were the two looks. And then I repeated my outfit and wore the yellow dress. Again, the last time I went to Dapper Day, I wore that yellow dress with a little white stole.
Aw, it sounds cute. I'll have to see a picture of it.
I was much thinner then. So yes, I was very cute.
I forgot to ask you what your news item was.
Oh, that I was in the third place winner of the Disney Studios Halloween contest.
Oh, yes, you were. So was it just you or was it a group?
No, it was a group.
Yeah, because Jenny was there and I told her she missed the costume contest. I was like, yeah, Michelle came in third place. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
And what were you?
I portrayed the role of Duke Kaboom, Canada's greatest stuntman.
Proudly portrayed. So what other characters did you have in your group?
Buzz, Woody, Bo Peep, Jesse, Pizza Planet delivery guy, Squeaky, T-Rex, Wheezy, not Squeaky. Wheezy, T-Rex, Mr. Potato Head. I think that's it.
Oh, very nice. Well, congratulations, everyone. Golf clap for Michelle.
Thank you.
Yay. yay. So, oh, back to looks. I really loved my look from this year. I wore a wig from Hair by Ariana, and I loved it so much. And I thought the only reason this looks like a wig is because nobody has this much hair. Maybe you do. I don't. I have wisps of hair growing out of my head.
And I'm like, that would be so much easier to put on wigs.
But I love the whole look. And it was funny. I saw it and I'm like, this is so not me, but it's also very me because I love the 1940s, like femme fatale when they have like the dress with the hoods. And I felt lovely.
I loved it. I loved your look. When you sent me a picture, I was like, hello. Hi.
Hello. I will post another picture this evening of it because I love it so much.
Excellent. I look forward to liking it.
So now let's move on to something I teased when I texted you earlier, the Expo and Dapper Day merch. I didn't buy as much as I would have liked. I had to hold back, but I did, of course, purchase things.
Now, did they charge to go into the expo?
They did. So I pre-bought my tickets and it was $12.50 for 2 days. You can also, I think if you buy them there, it's a little more expensive, but I recommend pre-buying. And it's for both days.
Yeah, the only time I went to the expo, it was still free.
Yeah, that's when the last time I went, it was still free. They do have water in there. They have a lot of entertainment. They have bands. So and they have like expos and stuff. And I get you have to pay for the space. The one plus about it being them charging for it is it was a lot less crowded. So that was nice. But it is unfortunate that a lot of people can't experience that. But you can still go to the parks. We talked about this in the portion with Jenny. If you don't want to spend much money, you can go park in Downtown Disney or even Uber there, dress up and just walk in Downtown Disney. That's free. And a lot of people walk along there in their dapper looks.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So if you just don't like, you know, obviously it's expensive to go to the parks. If you don't, or you can even just go and hang out at the Disneyland Hotel and you'll see people.
Mm-hmm. So smart.
Free Dapper Day. So I bought the official Dapper Day Peter Pan print dress. A lot of other people did, but it was just so cute, I didn't care. And they had that, and then they also had it in an like overall dress. Mm-hmm. And it was like a Peter Pan collar. It had a little black tie around it. It was cute. I saw a woman in her 50s try it on, and she looked great in it. And she was like, she asked me, she's like, do you think I'm too old for this? Because you're a lot younger than me, and you're getting it. I said, no, you look great in it. Like, she looked so cute in it. It just looked good on everybody.
That's great.
I bought that. I bought some special pins. They had – so this year's theme was Peter and Wendy. And obviously, we all know how I love Peter Pan. And I bought a little pin. It said Dapper Day, Peter and Wendy. I bought Jenny Ray one that was like a little watch, like a steampunk watch. And it said Dapper Day. And then I also bought one that was Alice in Wonderland. So basically, they have all Dapper Day pins from all time. So if you miss one, you can usually get it the next year.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. So I think the Alice in Wonderland was from last year. They had a special parasol, which was that Peter Pan print. So I bought that. So now I have a dress that matches my parasol, which is obviously the height of fashion.
Uh-huh.
And then lastly, I bought a Peter Pan silk. I love a good silk scarf, and it's the same print as my dress. Go look it up. I think Tatiana makes it. It's also on the Dapper Day website. It's just this adorable, like 1900s-esque Peter Pan. It's not Disney's Peter Pan. It's like a 1900s Peter Pan print. So the expo had 75 vendors. You could buy everything from hats, makeup, gloves, vintage clothing, and reproductions. There was a typewriter booth where you could play with the typewriters. That was really fun. There was a tattoo artist, and people were getting tattoos like right there. Wow. And I asked a few people around there, and I was like, can you hear people cry? They're like, yeah. They had hair and makeup stations as well. So you could literally pay to go into the expo, walk in just your regular clothes, and come out completely done. You could get your hair done, your makeup done, have an outfit on, have gloves, accessory, and be completely dappered out. I just love it. Like, you literally could just be staying at the hotel and be like, I want to participate in this. Done. And they had the clothes from obviously vintage clothes tend to run smaller, but the reproductions, they had extra small to 4X. So, like,
yes.
They had everybody. See, I personally love the expo, and it's air conditioned and there's water, but I understand people. It's more of a value if you go both days. Because it's $6 a day.
Right.
There's also workshops. Some of the ones that I thought were cool were – there was one that was how to handle comments about attire. So it's basically like if you dress eccentrically –
oh, interesting.
If you do dress eccentrically, you do get kind of like rude or strange comments sometimes. So it's how to handle that. And then there was also a secrets of where to shop panel. And there was many guest speakers like Charles Phoenix and just really cool people. There's the estate of Mary Blair had a booth there. It was just, I really like it. I'm sure people have mixed feelings. I like to shop. I could have bought so many more things. I have so many vintage hats I never wear. So I'm like, I can't buy another hat. I wanted a typewriter, but I was like, Jasmine, what are you going to do with a typewriter? And so they also had shows and performances. One that I caught was Dances Through the Ages presentation. So it was for dance classes, I believe. But they showed like, and they said like, we have people who range from amateurs to professionals. And they showed like dances from the 1900s till I believe the 1950s. And they had two of the most amazing tap dancers I ever saw. The male tap dancer is actually a famous tap dancer and I couldn't remember his name. And this was all part of the expo. They also offered free dance lessons throughout the day and had live bands.
Oh, amazing. Oh, I wish I could get Dale to dance with me.
I'd like the expo a lot. I would definitely recommend it. Hopefully they won't raise, and early bird tickets are the way to go because you do save some money. Final thoughts on Dapper Day. It's fun. I don't go too often.
I say do it at least once.
Yes, do it at least once. It is definitely an event. I actually like the expo more than going and walking around the parks because it just feels like something unique. And yeah, it's just nice to see all the costumes. So even if you don't want to pay for it, just go to Downtown Disney, go to the hotel and watch people walk around. It's amazing. It's like stepping into a different time. So now we're going to play an interview that I recorded with Jenny. So she's been to every Dapper Day, not everyone, but she went to the second Dapper Day and has been to a lot of them. She has a character named Phyllis Herman that kind of is the spirit of Dapper Day. So now enjoy this interview with Jenny. So I'm here today with Jenny Ray. You may know her as Jenny Ray.
Or Phyllis Herman.
Phyllis Herman. So we just came back from Dapper Day. We are tired.
Speak for yourself. I'm just here enjoying goldfish and having a magical time.
We're at Casa de la Giovardi. So we spent the weekend at the Disneyland Hotel. Mm-hmm. When we booked the hotel, we did not know it was Dapper Day. I just wanted – so my parents are in New Zealand. By the time this comes out, it'll be okay because they'll be back. My parents were on a trip to New Zealand, and I live at home with them, and I don't like being home alone. So I was like, Jenny, do you want to go stay in the Disneyland Hotel with me?
And then I said, absolutely.
You're like, I'm there already. And then like maybe it was either that day or the next day.
No, it was not that day for sure, but I remember I was like, when is Dapper Day? And then I looked at the dates and I was like, hold up. This is when we're staying at the hotel.
Yeah, you texted me. You're like, did you mean to book it on Dapper Day? I was like, I did not. Because I don't go to Dapper Day anymore, but I was like, well, we're going to be there, so.
Right.
I guess.
It would be weird just to be like, no, we will not go. So we just got back and we just flew back and my arm's tired. So we also just side note ate at Goofy's Kitchen on Saturday and Storybook Cafe Sunday.
Storybook? You mean Storyteller?
Storyteller's Cafe. I ate so many Mickey waffles.
I'm very proud of you.
I know. We met so many characters and you asked Mickey what it was like having his face on so much food. Then you asked Minnie what happened to Mickey because you didn't see him for a while and you asked, basically inferred, did he get baked into the food?
Well, but don't forget also, when we were at Goofy's Kitchen, I was asking Goofy.
Oh,
like,
yes.
And then I was like, if you're here, who is making the food?
And he like got on the ground. He's like, oh, and he covered his face.
Then I was like, is this a Hansel and Gretel situation with Mickey? Like, his face is on these foods. Where is he?
What'd you do with Mickey? So it was a fun Dapper Day. So we went to the expo Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. We didn't really we dressed up as much as we ever would.
I definitely underdressed and it was a weird thing because I was like, okay, I now am always Phyllis at Dapper Day. So it's like, okay, I don't want to do Phyllis. I've just been really stressed out with life. And I was like, I want to be more low key and just do Jenny Ray style. So I wasn't going for a certain time period. I was just like throwing on fun clothes.
So really quick, tell people who Phyllis is.
You mean they don't know? You're not a Herminator?
I mean, probably.
All right. So Phyllis Herman is a character that I created because Dapper Day started getting way too popular. And now I laugh when I think about what it was then. And I thought like, whoa, this is too much. Because it's like now it's just extreme.
Extreme. Pew, 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 pew. Yes, I do force Jenny Ray to listen.
Hey, you don't force me, but I'm a real listener.
Yes.
Yes. I'm a fan. No, but Phyllis is just a character I created when I was like, I want to do something different. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be totally dapper or like, yeah. I want to wear a muumuu. And so I went to
don't want to be a sexy lady. Yeah. I want to be a muumuu gal.
No, so I went to a thrift store and I found this muumuu. Mm-hmm. I wasn't like on the search for one, but I saw it and I was like, I want to wear this. Mm-hmm. And then I had a wig that I had previously worn for an Annette Funicello outfit. And then these glasses that I got from, I don't know if any of you know about Audrey Kitching. I don't think she's that popular anymore, but she was selling these glasses next to me at one event. And I was like, I want to buy these. So I used those glasses that are they're kind of Edna Mode glasses.
Yeah.
And
just
so
round black glasses.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I wore those, and I like the day before that Dapper Day, I was like, I want to come up with a name for this character. Like, who am I?
Who is she?
And I thought, okay, Phyllis Diller and Pee Wee Herman put the two together. Phyllis Herman.
Yes.
And that's how the character was born. And I thought it would not go past that day. Mm-hmm. And then she became an icon.
She became an international phenomenon. Actually, a lot of people at Dapper Day knew Phyllis Herman, and they like were like, where's Phyllis? Like, big Dapper Day names.
It's so crazy. Like, I didn't realize that I was creating something that people would actually enjoy. Mm-hmm. And so then I started, like, handing out Phyllis Flair, so I would have different artists draw pictures for me. And typically it was artists who already did an image, and I'm like, can I put this on a button and hand this out? And so, yeah, people would find me specifically for like Phyllis Flair.
I remember that. I have every Phyllis button you've ever given out.
Yeah, you do.
I do. And I was with you the first time you were ever Phyllis officially.
In my striped jumpsuit. Okay, yes. So yes, I wore a muumuu for the first time. And then after that, I got an Etsy or what? I got a jumpsuit on Etsy.
I bought Etsy.
Yes. I have a lot of money. No.
I'm very, very wealthy.
No, but I got this jumpsuit off Etsy and it said it was vintage. Lies. Lies.
It says that all the time. It's just something somebody made off a vintage pattern or something.
Exactly. Yep. Because then I found the pattern and now I've been making, well, me and my grandmother, we make Phyllis's jumpsuits. I have jumpsuit galore in containers. I mean, there's a lot, and you would think I'd be a pro by now at sewing the jumpsuits. I still mess up a lot. And I'm like, oh no, the sleeves are backwards. All the zipper is inside out.
That Phyllis is crazy. Her sleeves are backwards. Her elbows bend the wrong way.
Oh no. So yeah, sometimes too, like my jumpsuits are really uncomfortable because they're tight under the pits because I did something wrong. And I'm like, well, this is the day. But yeah, Phyllis. And then I've gone to one Dapper Day in Florida.
Yes.
As Phyllis. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think people would recognize her. And it was like, oh, I have a line of people. I'm like, what is this?
And haven't you hosted events as Phyllis?
Phyllis Navidad?
Well, no, but like, didn't you host like a real thing? Oh, not that Phyllis Navidad isn't real, but something like somebody who was not you asked you to host.
Wait, I'm trying to remember. Oh, no. I'm trying to remember now. Oh, no, I did like a Halloween event that I hosted. I haven't hosted anything drag, and that's something that Phyllis needs to look into.
Yeah, she does.
I've emceed at a wedding. I've taught a painting class.
Yes. Were you Phyllis at the wedding?
At Amber's wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Excuse me.
I was too busy putting bottles on tables.
Oh, that's right. I put you to work.
I did, yes. I was a guest originally and then became the help.
Yes. Well, and then remember, you and I, we both hosted, like, I was Phyllis and you were just you, where we hosted the panel at Kamikaze.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I remember that. Well, that was because I guilted you into that. Because it was everyone we knew was on this panel, and I was just like, I have nobody. I'm just sitting here. Yeah, and then I made a character called Vicky Hashbrow for a minute.
Excuse me, I came up with the
name. Okay, you came up with Vicky Hashbrow, and she will come back one day. I still have her.
I love her.
I love her so much. Mm. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Phyllis is a Dapper Day icon. She has her own Instagram. Look it up.
She doesn't post often. I keep her, like, in a corner in my closet. And so she's silent on Instagram right now.
The thing that's funny is you are Phyllis. There is no difference between Phyllis Herman and you.
We are two different people. I don't know what age. You're talking about.
Phyllis is, you're just slightly older you, but we both act like we're 90, so.
Tis true.
And you change your voice a little bit, but not really.
Not really, because so then when people always want more content from me, and I'm like, but I don't know how to talk, like, in a video as Phyllis. That's why my other character, Barb Eckleberry, is so easy, because it's just, like, Southern
accent.
I'm Barb.
I got to edit the Phyllis Christmas video.
Yes.
I remember that.
Oh, Phyllis Christmas.
Yes.
Good times.
So moving on back to Dapper Day. So
sorry, tangent.
That's not a tangent. That was on our list of things to talk about. So this year's Dapper Day, it was fun. It wasn't too crowded. A lot of people were dressed up. I would say it was like 50% Disney bounds, 50% just classic Dapper attire.
Yes. And yeah. I want to say right now that Dapper Day started before Disney bounding was a thing. So yes. People always assume it's a Disney bounding Dapper event. No, no.
But see, then also people also assume it's implicitly a vintage event. You and I were talking about that because in my research, which I have already, we were recording this before we're recording the rest of the episode, but when they listen to this, I will have already talked about this.
Yes.
On the website, it says it's not a vintage event. It's like a celebrating fashion.
Mm-hmm.
But then you went to an early one and you said that wasn't the case.
So, okay, I've been going since the second Dapper Day, and this was, oh my God, I should have looked up the date.
2011?
It was either 2011, like, I went for...
The first one was 2011. I know you went to the second one.
So I'm guessing I went to spring. I feel like my first one was a fall event, though, because the spring... Anyways, whatever the second one
either
was...
Either 2011 or 2012.
Yes. Long ago. I went and yeah, it was more so like, oh, how would people dress if they went to Disneyland when the parks opened?
Yeah.
In 1955.
That's what I always assume. But then like a bunch of people now are saying that's not what it wasn't supposed to be. And if you go on the Dapper Day website, it's like it celebrates classic and modern fashion. So they're really into like pushing that. So I'm like, what's the truth?
I mean, I think it's just about style and fashion, like through the decades, whatever, or just, I mean, it doesn't have to be a specific decade.
Yeah,
just,
it's not just 1950s.
Right. I mean, for what I wore today, or for what I wore to Dapper Day, I just had on like a jacket, a bow tie, I had cowboy boots, I just had like bright colors and stuff, and it was just fun and fashionable.
Yes. To me, Dapper Day is, I hate when people put strict rules on it. To me, it's an ever-evolving day, and if you want a Disney-bound, Disney-bound. If you want to wear vintage clothes, wear vintage clothes. If you want to wear a modern fit-and-flare dress, wear a modern fit-and-flare dress. Just don't cosplay. But yeah, it was fun. I bought a lot of stuff, which
you
I'll talk about more late. Well, now will be later, but I've already probably talked about it. I don't know where I'm editing this into the episode. It'll be in there somewhere. But yeah, it was a fun event. We did not stay long.
We did not.
We got to watch a cool show that was like dancing through the decades where they did like all the 20th century different style, not different, all the different styles, but like the most popular style from each decade.
Yeah.
That was enjoyable.
Well, do you want me to talk about too, like my first couple Dapper Days?
Oh, yes. That was so different. Yes.
Okay. When I started going to Dapper Day, it felt like a secret society. Mm-hmm. And if you saw someone dressed up, you would say, "Happy Dapper Day." And be like, "Hey, I know why you're here."
That happened probably up until like a couple years ago. I remember that. Everyone would say that to each other.
I mean, yeah, but I feel like even a couple years ago, there were still so many people going.
That's true.
Like when I first started going, there was not a lot of people at all. And they did things called the Dapper Derby where you would go on to the carousel and it was just like this fun thing. And so for the one that I went to, it's like within one or two, I think it was like one and a half rides, everyone from Dapper Day had gone on it. Because there was one full one. And so the rest of us like waved like, "Yay, happy Dapper Day." And then for the second time around, it was just like kind of half and half, like half Dapper people and then half normal. And that was like the entire group for Dapper Day. That was it. And it was so amazing. And for fall Dapper Days, it used to only be nighttime. So it would start at like 6 o'clock at night. And it was just like an evening event.
When I remember, it used to just be one day, and one of them was on a Friday and one of them was on a Sunday. And I can't remember which was which.
The fall, I think the fall one was Friday night.
Okay.
Yes.
I remember that.
And then spring was Sunday.
And they used to be like in September and what was it, March?
March.
And
I think
the March one was always too cold, and the September one was always way too hot. So hot that the first Dapper Day I ever went to, which was I think was like 2013, which side note, that was the first day you and I ever hung out one-on-one.
Yes.
I remember that. And it had been like a year after we met. And we're like, this is the first time. It was so hot. Gross out warning. I threw up on my way home because of heat stroke.
No, it was so bad.
And it was, luckily I was alone in the car. But yeah, it was just so hot. And that was the first Phyllis. So Phyllis made me barf.
Wow. You're welcome.
Okay.
With joy.
No. So, go back to talking about Dapper Day, though.
Yeah. I mean, that, well, and then we also would go on the Mark Twain. Mm-hmm. So that was a lot of fun doing that. And yeah, there was no Expo at the time. Mm-hmm. So that's fairly
Expo
new.
Didn't come till way later.
Yeah, that was only a few years ago. Yeah. And like, yeah, now they have panels and all this other mm-hmm. stuff. So it's like, it is a convention.
Now it's always on Sundays, right? Like, it's basically, it's the whole weekend, but it's Sunday's the official day.
The official day, but like Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
There's no more like Friday evening.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything. But yeah, it's just, it's insane how like popular it's gotten. And that, mm-hmm. and there's so many different unofficial Disney themed yes. days, but this is the one that Disney really, well, I mean, I guess Disney kind of recognized Bat's Day too, but like yeah. for Dapper Day, this is the one where they're like, yes, we are all about it.
Yes. Money.
Yes.
yeah, there are so many people dressed up today, like almost as many people dressed up as not dressed up. People get really into it. There was like a little bit of a snobbishness about it now that we were noticing.
There is. And that, it's so weird because I feel like some people kind of mm-hmm. look you up and down like, oh, I look so much better than yes. that person. Like, or like, oh, I totally spent more time or more money or, mm-hmm. you know, oh, I feel like we're dressed. Like if they're bound to like, oh, we're the same person, but like I did it better.
Yes.
And it's just kind of weird. And it's, like, I still want to tell people happy yeah. Dapper Day, but I would be like, you know, like, Buddy the Elf, like, hello. Or wait, what does he say, like, on the streets of New York when he's talking to?
Oh, just like, hey, how are you?
Something. Yeah. I don't know, but I feel like I'd be that person, like, happy Dapper Day, happy Dapper Day, happy Dapper Day. But I did do that early in the morning when we were staying at the hotel and I was going mm-hmm. on my speed walk.
Oh.
But when I came back and I saw people dressed up, I was like, happy Dapper Day. And it just, it felt like old times.
I can't believe there are people out at 7 in the morning.
I mean, I was out at 5:30, but.
Yes. No, but like on your way back, that was even before 7. Like people were like it ready was. To go and dappered.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
People are committed.
They are very committed. What were your thoughts on this year's Dapper Day?
I mean, I just wanted it to be low-key.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it is very, very, very saturated these days mm-hmm. where it's just kind of like just all the dapper people amongst the crowd. The expo,
It changed like a lot this year.
It's changed. I mean, I feel like it's been a gradual change, though, because mm-hmm. like they do charge now, which some people mm-hmm. didn't realize it used to be free who yeah. like, are newer. They're like, oh, you used to be able to get in here for free?
Mm-hmm. For a long time. Charging is like a year or two old, I think.
Yeah. But I do think because they do charge now, it's not as crowded. But then mm-hmm. also, obviously vendors have to pay for their space.
Yeah.
And prices start to go up for that. So some people kind of back out. And so I feel like some of the vendors that they used to have, mm-hmm. for whatever reasons, they're not a part of it anymore.
Yeah. There were no big booths this year. There was a lot of vendors that were mixed. It was kind of just like the Dapper Closet.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, it's okay. I mean, but I'm not one who like goes to spend tons of money because like I need money to spend money.
Did you enjoy watching me spend money?
I did. I did. I was like, oh, I did buy a pin though from Unicorn Crafts and it's Betty Page as yes. a mermaid. And there was another Betty Page one that I liked, but she has blue eyes. I'm like, oh, but I want it to look like me. I do not have blue eyes. So I got the mermaid one because her eyes are closed.
And she worked with the official Betty Page yes. estate. I was like, that's cool.
I know. So, yes, that was my purchase. And then you got me a Dapper Day
yes,
pin.
Yes, I did.
It's kind of like steampunky.
It is. And I bought myself mini Dapper Day pins. it was just, yeah, it was fun overall. It was very low key for us. Didn't really dress up Saturday beyond what we just normally kind of wear. Sunday, you were just, everyone loved your outfit today.
Oh, thank you.
I loved your outfit today. I loved my outfit today.
Well, I like to thrift a lot, so I find mm-hmm. random pieces all the time. And so the jacket that I wore was like $3.99.
So what are your Dapper Day tips?
My first Dapper Day tip would be go with the mindset of just having fun and dressing how you want and not mm-hmm. comparing yourselves
yes.
to anybody and not mm-hmm. trying to be like, I'm going to be the best.
Yes.
Like,
don't be uncomfortable.
Yes.
Don't be miserable.
Well,
all day.
But also with the uncomfortable part,
mm-hmm.
make sure that you wear sensible shoes.
Yes.
And if you're going to wear heels for pictures, bring other shoes and just
so many girls
storm in a locker or something.
Are so miserable because they're wearing the highest of heels and you can't even see them in half the pictures and they like literally leave early or are walking or hobbling around.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, it's like I get it's Dapper Day, but it's still a theme park.
I think plan your Dapper Days according to the season. Save your colder weather outfits for spring and your lighter outfits for fall.
Sometimes, though, it's still warm in the spring. It really does.
That's true.
So, okay, well, I mean, we both did this today, but mm-hmm. because Dapper Days typically are hot, mm-hmm. bring some sort of umbrella or parasol that goes with your ensemble.
Or just bring a sun umbrella that didn't go with your outfit like I did.
True. But I mean, so have that as a good accessory because then you can be in the shade and not all day. Be dying.
Make sure, wear a nice hat. Sometimes it's better to wear vintage recreations as opposed to actual vintage because Disneyland is messy.
Yes.
And people are sticky.
Mm-hmm. Also remember to drink tons of water. And yes, I know sometimes it's like, oh gosh, I don't want to pee because I have so many layers on. So I'm not going to drink any water.
Wear pads.
No, but I've done that as Phyllis too, where I'm like, I don't feel like taking my jumpsuit off right now. So I'm not going to drink any water. And then I'm going to get a headache and feel like I'm going to die. So
some other tips. Yeah. Sit as much as you can. Bring comfortable shoes. I love at the end of the day when you see so many women in the Minnie Mouse house shoes.
Yes.
That they bought in the park. Bring some Band-Aids. First Aid has Band-Aids if you need them for your blisters.
Mm-hmm. External charger.
External charger because you will be taking pictures all day. Oh, another recommendation. If you have some extra cash, book a hotel room at the Disneyland Hotel. They have special rates for Dapper Day.
They do. The rates, I feel like they last a week long. So I feel like if people know about it, it's like, I'm not going to Dapper Day, but I'm going to stay these 2 days for a cheaper price.
Is it just Disneyland Hotel or is it California event, our Grand Californian?
I'm not 100% now. I know it used to be for multiple hotels, but I'm not
definitely
sure.
At least the Disneyland Hotel.
But go to DapperDay.com. That's where all the info is.
Oh, yeah. DapperDay.com has everything you need and more. So thank you, Jenny, for being here with me.
What are you talking about? Phyllis was here the whole time.
Oh, Phyllis, rip off your mask. It was me, Phyllis.
See the glasses.
So what would you like to plug?
Well, if you want to follow me on Instagram, you can go to Lil Ray Cakes. That's LilRaeCakes.
MiCakey.
And you can follow Phyllis at Phyllis Herman on Instagram. Also, my podcast, We're Going Mental. I feel like I have 10 Instagrams. What else would you like to know? I mean, that's pretty much it for now.
Yeah. You make shirts?
Do I? Oh, I do. Yeah, Gibson, cool. Yes. I don't know when more are going to come out. I need money to buy shirts first. So,
shirts first.
Yeah.
But yeah, listen to her podcast. Yeah. It's awesome.
Thanks. Sometimes I mean, it is more deep. We're not just like sunshine and rainbows.
We're very shallow here at 1313 Harbor.
No, but I just mean we do talk about serious stuff.
Yep.
So yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Thanks for having me. Oh my God, I'm such a fan of 1313. Website coming soon.
She is working on a website. And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
I love any time we spend with Jenny Ray.
I do too. I hope you enjoyed our little interview. So this is, even though she was technically in one episode before, this is her first official debut. And we've already talked about future episodes we want her to be in. So yeah, make sure you listen to We're Going Mental and follow her at Jenny Ray and at We're Going Mental. Michelle, what other people should they follow on Instagram?
They should follow all of our Patreons, including Danny, Wynette, David, and
Lauren,
and a special welcome to the Patreon to our newest Patreon, Tiffany Mink.
Yay! Thank you, Tiffany, for becoming a Patreon. So if you want to be like all these cool people and join our Patreon, we have exclusive episodes, bonus episodes every week. We do a monthly Google Hangout. I didn't tell Michelle this yet. I actually bought stickers that I'm going to give to our Patreons that I just made because you're all special and I think you deserve cool stickers.
Cool. Do I get one?
Yeah, of course you get a sticker. You can find us on Instagram, 1313 Harbor, the podcast, Twitter, 1313 Harbor. You can email us at 1313harborthepodcast@gmail.com. You can email us. You can send us episode recommendations. Just chit chat with us. Tell us things you know about the park, stories, share
tell
things
us your
with
life
us.
Story. Tell we us will story. Listen.
We for sure will listen. Go rate and review. You can listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, anywhere you get your podcast. Review us. You can even just leave like a rating or you can actually leave an actual review that really helps people find our podcast. Did I leave anything out, Michelle?
That we love you.
We love you very, no, really, truly. We love you deeply. I love doing this so much. Thank you for listening every week because we are ridiculous and we love each other and we love you. and we are your moms.
Just like a love fest.
Just a circle of love. It's a circle of life, circle of love. And we can just all dress well and give each other compliments and just shower each other with compliments.
I kind of love this idea.
We're going to do that. We'll have our 13-13 Harbor Day and we'll just be telling each other how much we love each other.
I would love that.
Oh, what else do you love?
Closing sayings like, to all who come to this happy podcast, welcome.